This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You ready for my five things I'm pumped up for?
Yes.
All right. And you're going to learn this about me, Grandy Man. I can never just do a list with just five. I have to have an OLI, outside looking in.
Huh, okay, is that where you're starting?
Outside looking in. Things I'm pumped up for. Because they're on the outside looking in. Bryce Eldridge and Wisnhunt. Oh. We're going to get a chance to see Eldridge this year. I know the Giants are selling us short on this. We're going to see Eldridge. I don't know when. I know that they're playing it smart. They're doing the reverse of what they did with Luciano. They're not going to try to sell me on something that they're unsure of. They're underselling so that it over-delivers. We're going to get a chance to see Bryce Eldridge, and I think we're going to get a chance at some point down the line, probably September, to get a look at the lefty Wisnhunt. I think they're really high on Carson Wisnhunt.
I mean, Bryce Eldridge is like the biggest name in the franchise, and he's not even hasn't even had a single at-bat in the major leagues yet.
It's incredible.
That's how starved this franchise is for a homegrown bat, specifically a power bat.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And considering, I mean, there's a reason why the biggest hole this team has right now is probably at first base.
Yes.
Because they are planning for that to be his spot for the next decade plus.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. But, you know, look, you can never have enough bats. So if a DH is out there that you can go get.
Oh, yeah.
Go get him. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I wanted him to go get Pete Alonso.
Yeah, why not?
Could you imagine this lineup with Pete Alonso today?
It would feel a whole lot different.
Everyone would feel totally a lot different. All right, that brings me to number five.
Number two.
Number five, bro. We work backwards. Number five.
Okay.
All right.
The first one was outside looking in, Carter. Come on, lock in.
That was OLI. Number five, Jung-Hoo Lee. I'm very pumped to just see it.
Yeah.
I have my own red flags. I'm worried about this guy's got a lot of money on the books over the next couple of years. Center field is a vital, vital defensive position in our ballpark, even though they brought the fences in a little. They need this guy to not just be solid. I mean, he's got to be a good player. I don't know what the numbers need to be. I don't want to throw. He's got about 300 and hit 20 home runs. Just we'll know if he's good or not. And I think if he's good, that gives us an Asian superstar, which we've been begging for in this particular market And it doesn't have to be superstar, but I'm talking about like locally, because Panda wasn't a superstar nationally, but to Giants fans, he was a star.
Oh, no doubt.
And they marketed him like a star. Brandon Belt wasn't a star, but they marketed him like a star. And a lot of people like Sam Lubman drank the Kool-Aid and thought he was, right? Jung Hoo Lee, if he's just good, can be marketed locally like a star.
Yeah,
and
no
I
doubt.
Think that's really important.
He kind
for
of
the
already
Giants.
Has been a little bit, at least by the team.
Absolutely.
But we don't know who he is as a player yet. I mean, the way that this Giants franchise has won championships and been at their best, it's on the backs of pitching and defense. And if Jung Hoo Lee turns out to be a good defensive center fielder, Shasky, suddenly you have maybe the best defensive catcher. You have a good defensive shortstop and a great defensive third baseman. And then you have a good defensive center fielder, like up the middle.
It's a game changer.
Three most important spots on the field defensively.
For a team that led baseball over, look at the last 3 years, in errors.
Oh, yeah.
And by a wide margin.
Like, the Giants could get the same production from their hitters this year, and just by virtue of what they're doing defensively, they will win like at least 5-6 more games as a result.
Which is a huge difference.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's alive. And like, God, they just need to do it. All right, number four. You ready for number four?
Number four.
Carter, you going to do it? Number four.
Number four.
There you go. I'm pumped up for what I call the bounce back candidate of the year. Some people are already out on him, and that's fine. I want to see it. I want to give this young man the benefit of the doubt, Camilo Duvall.
Okay.
I am excited to see Camilo Duvall. 92 career saves. Last year, a near 5 ERA. It can't get worse than last year. Felt alienated by the staff, the players, himself. His performance was awful. He was leaking confidence everywhere. Pitch clock was in his head. He couldn't throw a strike. If this guy gets right, he has blowaway stuff. If he's mentally all there and he gets his mechanics under wraps, because I do think the mechanics were a big part of it. He's got a lot of this weird push-off pause thing. If he can get that under wraps, he is the wild card for the bullpen. And if he's good, I feel like the entire bullpen could be great.
He's a missing piece for sure. They missed him so much last year. And what happened to him was he would get in some trouble years before when he led the league in saves in 2023.
Oh, it gets hairy.
Classic Giants closer,
yeah,
right?
I mean, Brian Wilson used to walk the bases loaded and then strike two out in a row.
Yeah, classic. It's what happens when you're a Giants closer. You just get in hairy situations. He was able to get out of it. What changed last year, maybe it was pitch clock related, things would just snowball. Walk one, and then you guarantee next guy's going to be walked as well. Or maybe he wouldn't walk him. He just hit him.
How many times did he shake off the catcher? No, I don't want to throw that pitch. I don't trust the pitch. Like,
it just snowballed on him.
He's got to get confident. Confidence is huge in sports. We don't talk enough about it.
Specifically for a pitcher in a high leverage situation out of the bullpen.
100%.
So, yeah, confidence, huge.
Number three.
There you go.
I don't know if you know this. Last year, this young man led the team in hits, doubles, RBIs, and home runs. Has the second most home runs in a Giants uniform in a season since Barry Bonds. Yeah, he struck out 150 times, and he's going to strike out. Again, he led you in homers, hits, doubles, and RBIs, and was second on the team in stolen bases. Matt Chapman.
And played a great third base.
I love Matt Chapman. I think Matt Chapman was born to be a San Francisco Giant. I think he was born to be a Buster Posey San Francisco Giant. And I think that this man, by the end of the year, will be viewed the way we viewed Hunter Pence, where it was like, you just fit. You fit the culture, the team. Now, Hunter won a championship, and Hunter was a vocal leader that he's not going to necessarily be. But I just think that Matt Chapman reminds me so much of the way he goes about things, like Brandon Crawford. But he's a better hitter than Brandon Crawford. And he gives me all the same defense as Brandon Crawford. And I love everything about him. Matt Chapman is a guy that I love. And I know I'm higher on him than most. Watching him every single day last year made me appreciate how he goes about it. He was born to be a Giant. I love Matt Chapman.
He was awesome last year. A little bit of a slow start offensively, but second half of the season, hitting the ball, he was absolutely incredible. I'm with you. He's going to have another really good year if the Giants are going to be good. But you just have a guy finally that the fan base can count on to play 150 plus games every single season. And that is a good dude, a great baseball player. And the fan base can just like buy their jersey, wear it confidently, knowing he's going to be around for at least a few more years.
He led the team in RBIs last year. How many RBIs was that?
Like 75?
78. How pathetic is that?
Not great.
That tells me guys aren't on base.
Nope.
Right? And I want him coming up, driving runs in. Now, he struck out a lot. I think his slow start to the beginning of last year was because he got in late. You know, he got in late. This year, he was red hot in spring training. Mm. I don't want to make too much of it because, look, the hitters are going to be ahead of the pitchers. But, boy, wouldn't it be great for him to get off to a red hot start?
What are you projecting,
year?
A home run today?
I just think Matt Chapman's going to be
a great American ballpark.
He's dialed in, dude. He's ready. He's freaking ready.
Hitter's
ready?
Yard.
Ready for number two? Huh?
Number two.
And look, if you're out there, 888-957-9570, give me one thing you're pumped up for with the Giants. It's freaking opening day.
Let's go.
Are the young guys real? Is Ramos real? Is Birdsong real? Is Tyler Fitzgerald's three-week stretch last year, is that who he is? Or is he the guy who struck out 20-plus times in spring training? What's real with him? And then I look at Patrick Bailey. Can he put together a full season? I look at that collection of young guys that's in the bigs right now. Ramos, Birdsong, Fitzgerald, Bailey. And I'll throw Matos in there because he made the team. Are three of those guys real? Mm. Not all of them are going to like come up. Like I remember when the Cubs, they had like Starling Castro and Jason Hayward and all, they had all these random young guys all at once. Hayward wasn't the main young guy, but they had all these young guys at once, and not all of them are going to hit Schwarber at a time. Or are they going to hit on a couple of these guys and just be mainstays? Good everyday players. Can Tyler play second base? Can he hit enough to stay in the lineup? Is Ramos real? Was the first half who he is? Or was the second half who he was? I don't know. And then Patrick Bailey. I love him defensively. But is he going to fall off a cliff come August 1st?
That's a concern I have.
Right? Or are these guys real?
Who are you most confident out of that group? If talking about offense specifically. Like Patrick Bailey, we know what he's going to do for
I
you
like
defensively.
I like Ramos a lot.
I think so too.
I like Ramos a lot.
I mean, he's the one who's done it for the longest,
yes,
at a high level at the big league level. So
absolutely.
I think you got to go him.
I do too. I don't think he's special. I think he's a really good ball player. That's what I think he is, a really good ball player.
If he's like the fourth best bat in your lineup, you got a pretty good lineup.
Give me 20 and 75. You do 20 and 75, that's a good year. Like,
yeah.
We'll take that. Again, Chapman had 78 RBIs last year.
Led the team.
I mean, you know, because if he goes for over 70 and 20, that tells me Willie Adames is doing things and Chapman's doing things and Jung Hoo Lee's doing things, because I don't know where he's going to bat in the lineup right now. He could bat leadoff. He could bat fifth, right? If he was in the middle of the order, I would want more RBIs. If he's going to be your leadoff guy, it's totally different.
You got to be bat fifth, right? I think he'll be bat fifth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The number one question for the Giants.
Number one.
They gave out the largest contract in San Francisco Giants history to this guy. All right, the largest contract in San Francisco Giants history. And Milwaukee's a really smart organization. They are who everyone talks about the Tampa Bay Rays have as, but they actually give out shrewd contracts appropriately. Jackson Chourio got a mega deal, you know? Like, they handpick who they want to keep.
Young star, Jackson
They couldn't
Chourio.
Afford this guy. They loved this guy. He was a huge team leader. Tampa Bay loved this guy, okay? Those are the two of the smartest organizations in baseball. But did he play his best baseball in Tampa Bay and in Milwaukee? And they're, you know, selling on the fact that he's not going to play his best ball in his 30s? And that's probably a pretty decent sell. But who is Willie Adames? Is he a guy who's going to bat with 25 home runs and 80-plus RBIs and playing 155 games every year? Or is he a guy who he's already played his best baseball? Like, that's a legit concern. But I want to know who this guy is. I am more pumped to see this guy than anyone else on the team. I love that they mic'd him up the other day. Sorry, they mic'd him up, and he has got a personality. He's got the purple glove. He obviously has a great arm. He got good range, and I love the way he takes his at-bats. They needed a Latin leader in that team who had the equity as a big league ball player. Like, I love Wilmer, but Wilmer's a part-time player. You got to be an everyday player to be a leader in a clubhouse. I hope that they got that guy.
He's the guy who the second that you add him to the clubhouse and add him to the team, he just changes the vibe immediately. And obviously, Buster Posey is a big reason why this team, this organization feels a little different. Mm-hmm. Adames and Posey, you can thank for Adames. The reason why Adames signed here was because he trusted Buster Posey's vision, which is a huge thing as well. But Adames is a culture builder, much like Matt Chapman, who you were talking about earlier. I think number one reason for me to be excited about and pumped up for this year is just having the ability to fall in love with a player like Willy Adames.
Oh, I like that.
Haven't had a player like that in a long time. Man, that combination of on-field ability and off-field or even on-field personality. Like, I mean, Hunter Pence comes to mind first in terms of the personality and the ability performance combo. I'm so excited just to be able to watch Willy Adames every single game this whole season. He's probably going to play close to 162. He loves... The only reason he didn't play 162 last year was because after the Brewers clinched a postseason spot, the manager basically begged him to sit out one day, and he was like, I don't want
to. Was that Craig Counsell before he went to the Cubs, or did he go to the Cubs last year?
Craig Counsell was the manager last year for the Cubs, right?
He did go to the Cubs last year.
I forget who was the Brewers.
Because he left the Brewers and went to the Cubs. Yeah, all right, good, yeah.
But he was going to play 162 otherwise.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited to see a guy like that every single day.
So is that your number one thing that you're like most pumped for this year?
Yeah.
Really? Willy Adames?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are going to get to know him. You know, I think Chapman, we kind of had an idea who he was with the A's. And look, A's fans told me, and I was pessimistic. Like, I don't know about Chapman, you know?
Oh, we got a text here from the 510. Stop it, Joe. Matt Chapman was born to be an Oakland A.
Sadly, he was, and they should have kept him, and they didn't. But you know what? It's to the Giants' benefit. Yep. And he's a great ball player. He won me over, like, really quickly. And I was wrong on him. And so, like, I like guys that go about it in a grinded-out way and just are literally obsessed with being the best. And I really feel that way when it comes to Matt Chapman. He is squeezing every ounce out of his body. Those are the guys I appreciate the most in sports.
Yeah.
You know, and so I'm excited to see Willy Adames. I think he's cut from a similar cloth as Chapman. He's got a little more personality, though. Got a little more personality. Lubman, what is the one thing you're most pumped up to see this year?
I mean, you mentioned it earlier. It is the return of Robbie Ray. I am very excited to see, especially with that Tarik Skubal cutter that he's added to his pitching arsenal this year. I'm very excited to see him as the number two starter of this rotation. And depending what you could get out of Justin Verlander, I think you'll get some quality production out of Verlander, hopefully for the whole season at 42. There's a little bit I need to see it. But this pitching staff in general looks really good. The bullpen in particular, when you got Eric Miller, Tyler Rogers, Camilo Duvall, Ryan Walker closing games out, like you could make this game six innings long with how good this bullpen can be. Like the run prevention from this team should be very fun to watch. Plus defenders at every position except for maybe first base. For everything I've seen and from what I'm hearing, Buster Posey is slowly kind of turning this team back into the kind of organization we saw under the Brian Sabian era, and that's what I'm most excited to see, is just this return to a familiar formula of baseball that really kind of captured Giants fans a decade ago. Because let's be honest, the last 5 years, there was not a whole lot of appealing baseball. So seeing that return to that formula, I'm very excited to see how that looks on the field this year and just see a team that grinds teams down every night, because this could be a very low-key good team this year.
So you got an everyday shortstop. You got an everyday third baseman. You got an everyday center fielder. You got an everyday catcher.
An everyday left fielder.
Okay.
I feel that way about Ramos.
So think about where we were just a couple years ago. We didn't have one everyday player.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Crawford, maybe. But like even then.
You didn't feel great about it.
Exactly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do I put Yaz and Fitz as everyday players?
No, I'm not totally sold on that.
What about Fitz?
No.
No? Okay. No. Five's a great start.
Yeah.
Five's a great start.
You got the backbone of a team here. You just don't have it complete yet.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree with that. But think about where we were a couple years ago. Like, I was so angry. Like, who's going to play? This is my favorite one. I used to say this all the time. Granny. Game for your life. This is the 2023 Giants. Give me the lineup to win today. And it would be like, well, who's pitching? It's like, are you kidding me? Go throughout the lineups of baseball in the history of the game. It's like, we're going Judge, Stanton, Volpe, you know, Goldschmidt now. Like, the Yankees know what they're doing. Yeah, there's a couple guys they might platoon or move down or move up in the order or whatever.
Yeah, am I facing a lefty? Or
the entire Giant lineup would be dependent on who they're facing. And it's refreshing to have shortstops sewed up. Center field, hopefully sewed up. Third base sewed up. Catcher sewed up and left field sewed up. That's a big difference.
Center, short, third, catcher, like premium positions.
100%.
And you like, don't have questions there.
Well, and Ramos is no slouch in the outfield. I don't think of him as, like, he's average. I wouldn't think of him as negative. Do you?
No. And I'm just saying the left isn't necessarily like a premium position, like center, short, third, and catcher. Like those are maybe the four most important positions on the field.
I think right field in our ballpark is really important.
You got a good defensive right fielder.
I would argue one of the best.
Yeah.
You know, one of the best. A good arm, plus range, understands where to position himself. I'm excited for today, man. I'm excited for this team.